Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Al Pittenpolly is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Al is the author of Read This Before Our Next Meeting. He's also he's a consultant to a number of the world's top corporations. He's a former IT advisor to to Ernst & Young. He's the author of a brand new book, and I mean literally brand new. The ink's still just now dry on the book, Persuadable, How Great Leaders Change Their Minds to Change the World. Al Pittenpolly, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
So I was taking a look, and I'm thinking, I like your ideas, and I think you're right. But if you're a politician, you can't get away with this, right? I mean, don't you think it's sad that how politics has gotten where somebody can never, they're always wanting the president to say he's sorry.
Yes.
But they never want them to change their mind.
I think you raise a really good point, Jim, and that's why I think, you know, one of the big parts of this book is that we really need to change the culture, because we're as much to blame as the politicians, right?
Right.
I mean, because whenever somebody changes their mind, we jump on top of it.
We think it's a weakness of the flip-flop.
Yeah.
In politics, Al, it's not changing your mind. It's not being informed. It's not educating. It's not collecting and making decisions based on new due diligence. It's flip-flopping.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's flip-flopping. And we, in large part, have created that culture. Now, there's good reason for this, because, you know, politicians have a track record of sometimes being disingenuous. And so we're often very skeptical of when they change their mind. And that's, in some part, that's a really good thing. We should be skeptical. But we can't be so skeptical, we can't be cynical, so as to not even let them intelligently update their beliefs as they learn new information.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, my goodness, there are many things that I was so adamant about, you know, years ago, and I thought that at that time I knew everything there was to know about it, and so, you know, I didn't need anything else.
Exactly.
And for a long time I held it off, right? It was my paradigm. I was looking at my paradigm, and for that particular thing, and now somehow cooler heads prevailed, and I opened up my mind a little bit and got new information. Now I've made a different decision about whatever that is, and I'm the richer for it.
That's exactly right. We benefit from changing our mind, because we usually do so when we have new information, and it makes us more accurate, it makes us more agile, it makes us grow personally. And what I think is so fascinating is that, you know, politicians maybe don't change their mind for good reason, because they get labeled a flip-flopper, they could even lose a presidential election for that. But when did we all become politicians?
You know? Right, yeah.
When did the CEO of a small business refuse to change his mind? Because, I mean, what is he so afraid of? I mean, he may be afraid of looking bad in the moment, but he's not going to lose the presidential election because he's not running in the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get results. So one of the real goals of this book is to try to change the perception around changing your mind, especially in venues and forums where it really should be looked at as intelligent, and we really should look at it as a strength.
The litmus test—that's the trouble, isn't it? And I mean, when we think about whether someone is. And I don't mean to just continue to talk about the politicians. I want to use some marketplace examples too.
Oh, sure.
But when a politician is a conservative and a free trader, and all of a sudden they back off a little bit, well, their detractors say that they've lost their bearing, they've lost their values. What's their North Star? They're no longer a true conservative or a true liberal or whatever. These litmus tests that we give people, they get in the way, don't they?
Oh, they're really destroying the country, I would say. I mean, really, this inability to let people who you admire, politicians you respect, who they're your constituency, allow them to bend based on the research, the data, based on popular mm-hmm. opinion. This is important. This is important in order to govern a country. And so I think that our willingness to be able to give people a break when they make intelligent decisions, not disingenuous ones, right? Because, again, we should be rightly skeptical because a lot of politicians do things for bad reasons. But when the first question we should ask a politician when they change their mind is why? It's amazing how often we just assume it's for a bad reason mm-hmm. without asking the question why. Until you ask the question why and get an answer, don't condemn someone. Really try to figure out the context, because that should determine whether or not that person loses your vote or not.
When you're an entrepreneur, when you're in business, as you know, Al, when you make a decision, you're all in, especially out here on Main Street. You're all in. When you make a decision to go, you're all in. But what you've done is you've made the decision with the information you have at the time that you flip the switch.
That's exactly right.
But an hour later or a day later or a year later, surely new information will inform you about modifying that, right? I mean, you should
That's
be prepared
exactly right.
to make adjustments, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we're kind of brainwashed. We're indoctrinated almost to do the opposite. I mean, it's just a silly story. Like, I went to a restaurant. I mean, this was, you know, when the weather was nice outside. I went to a restaurant with a potential client, and, you know, the hostess, you know, greets us and says, would you like to sit outside? And I'm like, yeah, sure, it's a nice day outside. And so she takes us through the restaurant to the back, and we get to this outside patio. And I don't know what they're doing, because there's construction going on. It just looks terrible. It's almost like they did that to give us a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
And upon seeing that, I should have said, well, wait a minute here. Let's go back inside, because this looks
right.
bad out there. But I didn't. But in front of my client, I didn't want to make it look like wishy-washy. How ridiculous is that?
Mm-hmm.
It is ingrained in our psyche to be consistent, even when it's foolish, even, like, to your point, when we've learned new information that should make us revise our beliefs.
Well, and we also have to have a certain image that we have to have to the people we lead to. We have to learn how to change and make adjustments without looking like we can't make a decision to stick with it, too. That's another thing. I want you to address that when we come back. You got a website, Al?
Yeah, alpitt.com, P-I-T-T.com.
All right, Persuadable. That's the new book by Al Pitt and Polly. Quick break, 20 after. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.